So one thing that I believe is that our why is going to be constant. Our why is going to always be the same, but our how is going to always change. How we achieve that why is always going to change.
Hi, I'm Idris Ainde, and you're welcome to The Innovate Show. The Innovate Show empowers people to be the best in the areas of tech, marketing, and product development by bringing some of the brightest minds in the field and focusing on key ideas for achieving success. You're welcome to the first season, and the goal is to empower every listener into tech and help them become relevant to the space through 20 defining episodes. With no further introduction, let's jump straight in.
Hello guys, you're welcome to another episode of The Innovate Show. It's been a while, I think, for the past 2 weeks or so. There've not been any episode of the show, and this is because I've been very busy for the past few weeks. I've been quite occupied and I had to focus on other things, and then also I had to use the opportunity to had like a little bit of reflection to see how I can improve the show and make it more relevant to you guys. For the past few weeks, a lot of people have reached out, and I've seen like the number of listens on most of the streaming platforms multiply, and I'm really grateful, and I see like a lot of people quite find the show very interesting. At the end of the day, I believe that the show is not for me, it's for you guys. I believe that like I'm just playing my part in just empowering people to just learn about tech or go into tech. Not necessarily me. I just see myself as just the driver. So nothing aside that, just the driver. And I think like you guys are like the essential people here. You are the main people. You are the main thing. You are the guys running the show at the end of the day. So something very interesting that has happened to me recently is that I've had like a lot of people come to me and they're like, Idris, I've been listening to your podcast and it's quite interesting. Oh, thank you. And I tell them thank you very much and I appreciate them for listening. And then when they want to pronounce the show, they don't know how to pronounce the show. And I'm like, are you guys kidding me? Some people say something like, I don't know. Well, I just want to clarify, the name of the show is Innovate Show. Innovate. Hi, how you guys see innovation? Just innovate. It's just that the spelling is just very different. And I was speaking with one of my close friends recently, and they were talking about, he was also talking about like the name of the show, like, Idris, I don't know how to pronounce it. Or like, guy, yeah, this thing is just Innovate. It's just that the spelling is different. So it just allowed me to think that, okay, like, why did I actually even come up with the name Innovate? And I think when I chose the name Innovate, it was like a very interesting time of my life. COVID is very interesting for me because I shared this with like a lot of my personal friends that it gave me the opportunity to introspect a lot. Like, this 2020 has been one of the years that I self-reflected a lot of times. I had the opportunity to allow my thinking go wide, so I wasn't limited. It's not as if I wasn't occupied with a lot of work. I wasn't occupied with like a lot of projects, so I had time to just I could just be sitting there and just be thinking. So at that particular point in my life, I was trying to see how I could innovate and stay relevant during the coronavirus period, and that was one thing that really inspired the name of the show, and which was to just to innovate, and you not just being redundant, just find a way that you can be relevant during that period. So that was what inspired the name, the Innovate. And then I also find that innovation is going to be very relevant for a lot of people listening to the show as well, because the target audience for this are young people, and most especially here in Nigeria, like a lot of young people are experiencing so many things are happening, from how the educational system is being run, then also our own personal motives or our own personal instincts. Like a lot of people feel they are not doing enough or they are not growing enough. So like there's a lot of things affecting a lot of young people. I also inclusive, I'm not left out. So that's why I feel that innovation, being like innovating kinds of, is very relevant to us at this particular point. And why I'm going to say, you know, why I say that is that, I don't know, I believe that a lot of people listening to this show have something that they are striving for, want to grow, want to develop themselves, because like the podcast can go for like 1 hour, 38 minutes, 40 minutes, like, and I know people that listen to the full episode like that. So I believe that if you can listen to an entire episode like to the end, that means you are striving for something, you want to grow, you want to learn something. Like I was saying, like I believe that most people listening to this, to the podcast, want to grow themselves. So innovation is very critical for them. And like I said, I wanted to explain, innovation is very important for us now, because I feel innovation is now very crucial for us to like develop. I don't see anybody developing without, like, I don't see them being relevant. Not even say developing, being relevant, or them achieving that growth without them innovating. So I want to share a book that I read also this year, and it's by Curtis Jackson. I don't know why I call him Curtis Jackson, but it's 50 Cent. So that's his name. I just knew his name this year, that his name was actually Curtis Jackson. So I read his book, Also Harder, Also Smarter. I got the recommendation from one of my teachers. So the book is quite interesting. It talks a lot about how to build self-confidence, how to, like, just how to play smart and, like, know street ethics, how to play in the streets, stuff like that. So that was most of what the book covered. But like there are some areas that 50 Cent dive into that, like, it was really mind-blowing, like it really challenged my thinking. And it was when it began to talk, there were some chapters when it began to talk about you not like being redundant and you just staying in one, like you just having one idea all the time. So this is the thing I want to explain. Now, I believe that as humans, we have our why. We have why, and that why is usually what we're striving for. Our why is that, for most people, Nigerians, even in most part of the world as well, our why is like we're striving for a financial reward or a financial benefit, something. Then we have our. Our how is like, what process are we using to achieve this why? So it's either, are we taking a job? Are we offering skills? Are we engaging in certain business activities? So we have how. So one thing I believe is that our why is going to be constant. Our why is going to always be the same, but our how is going to always change. How we achieve that why is always going to change. So I'm going to now draw references from this book, from 50 Cent's book. And 50 Cent, he uses his own life. He uses a lot of people's stories, but one thing that I find his own life also interesting. So he uses his own life to explain this. So 50 Cent, when he started his career, he was always singing some very, you know, I don't know if you, when I was growing up, I used to listen to 50 Cent song and like all these gangster vibes. It was appealing, and this type of songs were appealing to like a lot of young people, because I know young people, like, you know, when you listen to music, you feel powerful. So when you listen to his songs like Go Shorty, It's Your Birthday, so something like that were very appealing to young people. So most of his audience back then was for young people. And as people grew up, like, you cannot be 20 forever, you cannot be 21 forever, so like people will definitely grow up. So most of his audience grew up, and then they had families, they gave birth and stuff like that. Life just happened. Now for 50 Cent the artist, what happened to him at that particular period? So he was not making as much money that he wanted to make, and his career was dwindling. So around 2005-2006, if you know about 50 Cent, you know, like, his career, I think he dropped an album that particular period too, but like his career wasn't like 50 Cent early 2000 anymore. So what 50 Cent explained was that like he needed a new way to capture his audience. Now he knew that his audience have grown. Now he had a why, and in his book he talked about his why. I think his why was he wanted freedom. So he needed to just change his how. So the way he changed his habit was for him was to come up with the movie series Power. So, and if you know Power is quite interesting. I've not watched, I didn't watch a lot of series. I think I only watched the season one, and I don't know, maybe I didn't just vibe with the content. So I know Power kind of reflects about, if you are an older person, if you are an older generation, like, and if you see Power, you'll be able to align with it, because it reminds you of those youthful young age, like it brings back those vibes back to you. So that's one thing that 50 Cent did. So he knew that his audience had evolved, so he needed a new way to approach this his audience, so he had to come up with Power. So this is one point of innovation for 50 Cent. So he had to try something new, he had to do something new for him to stay relevant. And this principle has, like, aside, like, that is like a life principle that is going to be very, that is going to work everywhere. It's not just just for 50 Cent. Like, this life principle is just going to work for anyone and anywhere. I can go on to narrate stories of other entrepreneurs too, or successful people that have also had to innovate because they had the why. And like the biggest people I can even draw, I believe that you people can look at and see that yes, innovation is very critical. Even like tech companies like Google, Facebook. I was telling one of my friends, like, you know, like, if you know what Facebook started, how Facebook started and what Facebook is doing now, it's like, it's totally different. What Facebook was connecting school students, like university students, that's how it started. But now Facebook is connecting over 1 billion people all around the world. Google started as a directory site. If you go to like, say for instance, you come to the capital city here in Nigeria, you go to Abuja and you're looking for maybe you look for a restaurant, you could just go on Google and type, and Google, you see, that's how Google started. Like, you see directories of places that you could visit, variety of restaurants there. But now Google has gone beyond like that. So at the end of the day, you know your why, but your how can change. How you achieve that can change. There's a lot of, like, at this particular period, there are like some funny stories happening now, like with the whole, a lot of social media sites are now implementing stories to their feature, which is quite crazy. But at the end of the day, it's just like an innovation for them. It's a learning, an innovation is usually like a learning process for them. They're going to see what, they see these things is working. Let's implement it on our platform. Let's see how people react to it. If it does not work, remove it. If it works, it's fine. That's how innovation is. And I think one of my role models, somebody I just look up to, like Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs, especially like when he came back, when like Apple fired him and he came back, he didn't say, okay, I think Apple were trying to go into the software business, and like when he came back, he wasn't like, let's do away with software business and let's just go straight into making appliances. Before they started making appliances, like, it took it a while. If you're familiar with Steve Jobs' story, he went to Nest. Nest was his company, and I think Nest were developing some very sophisticated software back then. What he does, he does was bring Nest, integrate Nest to Apple, and like allow Apple build some softwares that could allow them survive that particular period. So at the end of the day, they just had to innovate. There was nothing, they didn't do anything, they didn't bring out any new invention till they released the iMac some few years after. So at the end of the day, it's just you having the ability to innovate. You know your why, but you just want to know that like your how must keep evolving, must just be redundant. I think what I'm going to speak on now is that what do you need to consider, or what you need to consider if you are looking to innovate. So like, I've shared these stories, and like, okay, you think that okay, I also need to innovate. So what should you consider when you're trying to innovate? The first thing I'll tell people is that don't be afraid to innovate. So when you're trying to innovate, it can seem very scary and like you have to take a lot of risk. But at the end of the day, I see that your belief is going to be very critical here. What you believe in is going to be very critical. If you truly believe in that why that you're trying to pursue, then then you should not be afraid to innovate, just keep on. You don't know what's going to happen. There's nothing that is sure. There's no assurance of what is going to happen, but that should not stop you, because life is. I believe that life is like a ring match, a boxing match. You're fighting a boxing match with somebody else. There are times that your opponent will eat you, and there are times that you eat your opponent. And when your opponent eats you and you fall down, you don't want to just stay down. You want to get up and you want to keep going. That's how it should be. So you don't want to be afraid when you're trying to innovate. You are trying to buy that course that cost a lot of dollars or cost a lot of money for you. Invest in it. If you find that this thing is going to be very relevant to you, invest in it. There are ways you can mitigate risk. You can ask for advice from people, you can do proper research and planning. There are a lot of ways you can mitigate risk, but don't just be afraid to make these risks and innovate. Then the next one is, don't stop short. Now, if you want to innovate, now there are a lot of people that if they want to innovate, they make very small changes, just little changes. Why that works as well, I think I was speaking with my friend recently, and we were talking about some things. He was telling me there are some things that if he had known very early, like he was doing those things little by little. Like he was taking them little step. But if he had known that, like, this thing could, the result that he saw, so it was more of his business. So he was taking some business decisions. So he was taking those business decisions little by little. And he told me, like, immediately he went mainstream with those decisions. Like, his business boomed. So same thing with people. Like, you don't want to sell yourself short. You just want to stay. You want to be making little changes. If you know you're going to make changes, make it full time. Just make those changes full time. Don't just sell yourself short. Don't just impede your growth. Don't be afraid. Just don't sell yourself short at all. Then another critical thing I'll just tell people again is, when you're trying to innovate, is that don't do it alone. So don't do it alone. Yeah, if you want to find yourself a community of people that you can rely on, so don't do it alone. If you can, don't just do it alone. You can find friends that you can have a support system. It's not even, sometimes even your financial backing can be like a source of support system for you. So you don't just do it alone. Find a community. And in my last episode I talked about tech opportunities, and I was talking about community. Like, community is very important. Like, if you have a community or you have a support system that allows you to thrive, like allows you to fail and also like fail and grow at that particular point, I think it's very, very good. And I also believe that when you're trying to innovate, that you don't do it alone. Find a community that you can rely on. Then the final point I'll tell people when they're trying to consider innovating is that learn from your losses. So if you innovate and things just happened, life happened, and things did not go as planned, just learn from your losses. As young people, we still have time. I believe that we still have time. As young people, we still have time. I know, like, we still have time is just very, very complicated for us here in Nigeria. We still have time is still like very limited. This can be a 10-year window for some people, it can be a 4-year window for some people, it can still be a 3-year window for some people. But I just believe that, like, when you lose or you fail, just learn from your losses. Nothing is a waste. I believe that experience that you went through, you needed it to learn, to become smarter, or it's going to become very useful for you in your next, life, or what next you want to do. So, for instance, now let's say you go one part of your innovation plan was like you're going to go learn some creative skills like photography, and you just find that, man, you just wasted a lot of time learning this photography and it's not relevant to you. You can just skip it, like just move on to the next thing, move on to the next thing you want to do. And you just find out that, I'm very sure that life just has a way of balancing things, and maybe somewhere in the future, you just find that like, wow, that photograph skill that you invested in back then is going to be very useful to you. So this is most essentially what I believe anybody should consider when they are trying to innovate. So I just want to keep today's episode very short, and I do hope that you find it very useful to you. I also want to make like another announcement, which is that if you want to join the Innovate Show Telegram page, all you need to do is go to the innovateshow.disha.page or go to our Instagram page. You see a link there that sends you across to the Telegram group. So what the Telegram group is all about is that I have opportunities there. So I create opportunities there and post it there. So opportunities like resources, courses, funding, internships, I've posted it on that Telegram group chat. I just put things there, and I also made it very easy for you to find those opportunities because like I tagged them. You can go listen to the episode on tech opportunities. I talked a lot about how the structure of the Telegram group is, so you can go there and join the page and one thing I believe now is that like more than ever we need community, like we need to interact with one another. Like I said in the beginning, like the show is not just about me, it's about you guys, it's about how you guys interact and share among each other. So I do hope you find today's episode relevant, and I hope to see you in the next one.
So there you have it. I do hope you enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for the next one. Remember, the goal of the show is to empower you into tech and help you stay relevant in it. We're definitely going to continue the conversation on our Instagram page at The Innovate Show, so you can follow up there. Please do leave a review for the show and make sure to share to everyone. For more information on how you can participate on the show, send an email to innovateshow@gmail.com. Thanks once more for listening, and remember, education is the path to a sustainable life.